CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Investors are very nervous about the economy, sending stocks plummeting. The Dow was off 890 points. The NASDAQ had its worst day in 3 years. CBS's Jill Schlesinger is watching the numbers.
With on-again, off-again tariffs, a slowdown in consumer, business, and government spending, and the idea that the president did not rule out a recession when asked point blank, there are fears that the U.S. economy could be facing its first recession since 2020.
In Canada, Ontario Premier Rob Ford said he's slapping a 25% tax increase on electricity exports to the U.S., impacting more than a million people in Minnesota, New York, and Michigan.
If necessary, if the United States escalates, I will not hesitate to shut the electricity off completely. Believe me when I say I do not want to do this.
China's retaliatory tariffs took effect today, and they will be painful to American farmers. Iowa State agriculture economist Chad Hart says U.S. farmers need foreign markets because they grow too much for the U.S. to consume.
For us to just sell within the U.S. would actually constrain our market and force us to shrink how much we produce because, no, the country does not use as much corn or soybeans as we create.
Another concern is federal layoffs. The IRS could shed half of its workforce during its busiest time of the year. CBS's Stacey Lynn on the potential impact.
With thousands of layoffs, the IRS may struggle carrying out its basic mission, collecting taxes. There will be fewer audits that could have recouped billions for the U.S. One just fired worker told the New York Times she was in the middle of what she called a slam dunk case on a multinational company earning roughly $3 billion a year. It's now stalled.
The Republicans have another budget plan to avoid a government shutdown, but Caitlin Huey Burns reports from Capitol Hill, it has opposition from Democrats and a couple of prominent Republicans.
This spending bill, though, really just continues to kick the can down the road. It funds the government through the end of September. So that's also what some of these House Republicans don't like either.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia for talks on Ukraine. Russia is not present. Ukrainian President Zelensky is there, but not part of the talks. On his flight today, Rubio spoke to reporters.
We have to understand, what is the Ukrainians' real position? How far can they go? Where are the Russians? How far can they go? And then we have to see how far apart that is.
The Vatican said today the Pope is no longer in imminent danger of death as a result of pneumonia, but they've decided to keep him hospitalized for a few more days to receive treatment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was the body of a woman found in Lake Michigan off the Kenosha shoreline yesterday. Kenosha police were called to the report of a body in Lake Michigan near Eichelman Park just before 5. The recovered body, identified as female, has been turned over to the Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office. Police say they've launched an investigation. A Racine County man has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for assaulting a DNR warden. 43-year-old Mark Zerba II of Kansasville was recently sentenced in Forest County. The assault happened back in 2022. If you want to go deeper into why Racine County pulled out of an ice hockey arena deal, check out the RacineCountyEye.com. We reported last week the proposal initially discussed was pulled back, leaving ice hockey enthusiasts to think of something else. Go deeper with the story at RacineCountyEye.com. A speeding driver crashed into a car carrying 5 Racine teenagers at a red light early Sunday, leaving all hospitalized. That includes a 17-year-old in critical condition. The alleged offending driver, Salvador Coronado, has previous convictions. He was reportedly going over 90 at the time of the crash. A listening session about Racine's fire department referendum will take place tomorrow. The Humboldt Park Community Center is the location where people will be talking about the $1.5 million ask to hire more EMTs and paramedics. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They've decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elgton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman T.J. Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home, 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low close to 40. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. A high peaking in the mid-40s, falling in the afternoon with a gusty breeze off the lake. On Wednesday, sunshine, highs mid-40s. 50s Thursday. It's 67 right now.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And I'm sad you're a clown. And if I get scared, go and run. Let them say your hair's too long.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. I have with me Diane Carlson, the executive director of the Racine Arts Council. How are we doing, Diane?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing very well. I've been asking everybody this today. How did we deal with daylight saving time, the switchover this weekend?
Didn't even notice it.
Okay.
until it was 6 o'clock at night, and then it's like, ooh, still light outside.
Yes. I know. Well, it's so much easier to not notice it now that, you know, phones and other clocks change themselves now.
Yep. You are right about that.
Yeah. Diane, as I said, is the executive director of the Racine Arts Council and always has great ideas of things to do regarding the arts in the community. And what do you have for us today?
Well, we can't say it too many times. The Racine Art Museum has the largest contemporary craft collection in North America. And this week kicks off a great time to take advantage of that. This week, RAM is opening three new exhibits at their downtown location. And all three exhibits offer a glimpse into the RAM collection. First up is Pieces, Collage and Assemblage from Racine RAM's collection. It combines pieces from the collection in new ways. The exhibit features 2D and 3D pieces, and I already learned something. Collage refers to combining two-dimensional pieces, but assemblage is the term for combining 3D items.
Well, when you said that, I was thinking, okay, what's the 3D one? And I was thinking panorama. Remember when you were a kid and you had to make those?
Yes. Yep. Nope. According to the museum, it's assemblage. Okay. Hopefully I'm saying it correctly.
All right.
Another exhibit opening this week is RAM Showcase, Bodies. And all of the pieces in this exhibit feature the human form, and all of the works in the exhibition were made by artists of color.
Okay.
The third new exhibit is RAM Collects, Contemporary Perfume Bottles. It's described as a unique way to appreciate these artists' use of glass in form and function. And just by appreciating the photos on their website, I think that's the one I personally most want to experience. All three exhibits open on Wednesday, March 12th. The museum is open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4. Adult admission is $10. Seniors and students are $8. Children under 12 are free. Admission includes all the exhibit rooms at the downtown Racine location on the corner of 5th and Main Street. For a sneak peek at these exhibits, plus news about what's coming up, visit ramart.org.
Ramart.org. ramart.org.
You got it.
All right. Diane Carlson is executive director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Reservation Hall. local news, and timeless hits.
Oh,
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The late Paul Harvey is back on the air with archived episodes of the rest of the story. And you can hear him weekday mornings at 7:25 and then again at 12:05 in the afternoon. And it's all sponsored in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. You can hear Paul Harvey on the air, and if you miss him, you can check him out online at WRJN.com.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt and loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. We'll be right back.
the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, that'll be the day on WRJN. That song was released in 1957, and that was the first song that John Lennon learned to play on the guitar. 1957, and just a few years later, the Beatles were the biggest thing on the face of the earth.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was the body of a woman found in Lake Michigan off the Kenosha shoreline yesterday. Kenosha police were called to the report of a body in Lake Michigan near Eichelman Park just before 5. The recovered body, identified as female, has been turned over to the Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office. Police say they've launched an investigation. One of the teens injured in that Racine crash early yesterday is in critical condition. 5 teens total were injured, along with the driver of the other car, allegedly going over 90. The teens were hit while at a light at 16th and Dean. The driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee with life-threatening injuries. 4 others were treated locally. The driver police say was speeding was 34-year-old Salvador Coronado. He was injured and has prior convictions of fleeing and eluding and driving while revoked. If you want to go deeper into why Racine County pulled out of an ice hockey arena deal, check out the RacineCountyEye.com. We reported last week the proposal initially discussed was pulled back, leaving ice hockey enthusiasts to think of something else. Go deeper with the story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low close to 40. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. A high peaking in the mid-40s, falling in the afternoon with a gusty breeze off the lake. On Wednesday, sunshine. Highs mid-40s. 50s Thursday. Currently, it's 66.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now.
thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see
James Taylor, Fire and Rain on WRJN. I can't hear that song now and not think about James Taylor on the Stephen Colbert Show talking about Fire and Rain. This was several years ago. Let me play it for you.
I love your songs, and I have my whole life. But what I love even more is that I understand you never stop working on them.
It's true, Stephen. I consider my songs to be living things. They're always growing. For example, I'm still working on Fire and Rain.
Fire and rain, James, that's perfect, you know? I've seen fire and I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days I thought would never end. That's perfect.
The thing is that I wrote that song in 1970 and I just hadn't seen that much back then, mostly fire and rain. So that's why I keep saying it over and over again in the song.
Oh, okay. So you've seen other stuff since then.
Oh, yeah, a lot of stuff. I like those pizzas that are folded over and the edges are crimped to the fork.
Oh, you mean like a calzone?
Calzone, yeah. I hadn't seen those back then, but if I had, I definitely would have added them to the song. So now I have. It's in the song.
Okay. Wow. So you're saying that if you had seen calzones, what would you have done?
I would have added them to Fire and Rain.
Okay.
Fire and Rain. And calzone.
James Taylor, I love it. WRJN.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September.
Don't you know, I'll have my time with a poor man.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. We are so happy that the Racine Raiders football team going to be back on our airwaves this year. The games start in May. We're going to have all the home and away games for you and, of course, keep you up to date on team news, too. The Racine Raiders and WRJN.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN. I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Try. Oh.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thank you for being Homeward Bound with me today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Investors on Wall Street have a whole lot of worries about the economy, and it showed today. The Dow finished 890 points lower. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The large tariffs, the retaliation of those tariffs, as well as dramatic cutting of government spending and layoffs of government workers have contributed to a sense that there is uncertainty. And when investors feel uncertainty, they tend to sell.
In Canada, Ontario's premier, Doug Ford, is now charging 25% more for electricity shipped to Michigan, Minnesota, and New York, despite the one-month pause in tariffs from President Trump.
We will not back down, pausing some tariffs, making last-minute exemptions. It won't cut it. We need to end the chaos once and for all.
China's retaliatory tariffs took effect today on many U.S. farm products. China is the largest overseas market for U.S. chicken, wheat, and corn. Glenn Muller of the pork industry.
We need to maintain an open trading market to move the product that we have here that we can produce the safest, best product in the world.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans have a new short-term budget bill that increases funding to the Pentagon but makes cuts to non-defense spending below last year's levels. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
It is Groundhog Day up here on Capitol Hill. Another looming shutdown coming on Friday if Congress doesn't act.
Some Republicans have already said they oppose the continuing resolution. The Justice Department is looking into why we're paying so much for eggs. CBS's Scott McFarland reports a watchdog group called for the investigation.